This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength. He said inflation is low, interests are less, and forex reserves are also strong.
Aaj Bharat duniya ki fastest growing major economy hai. Hum bahut jald duniya ki teesri sabse badi economy banne wale hain. Expert keh rahe hain कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है.
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth, guided by the mantra of reform, perform, transform. He added that every month lakhs of domestic investors are investing thousands of crores of rupees in the market through SIP. Mr. Modi also highlighted that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged India's private sector and startups to step forward with a vision of launching 50 rockets every year. On the occasion of National Space Day yesterday, he affirmed that the government possesses both the intent and the willpower to implement the next generation reforms required to achieve this vision. In his video message on the occasion, Mr. Modi assured the space community that the government stands firmly with them at every step. The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal services to the US from tomorrow. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. Ministry of Communications said all international postal items destined for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. Meanwhile, multiple postal services around Europe have also announced that they are suspending the shipment of many packages to the United States amid a lack of clarity over new import duties. Postal services in Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Italy said they will stop shipping most merchandise to the US effective immediately. France and Austria will follow tomorrow and the United Kingdom on Tuesday. India and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to further advance Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, CECA. Both sides discussed this during the 11th round of India-Australia CECA negotiations, which concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The six-day negotiations were aimed at further advancing the shared objective of strengthening bilateral trade and economic partnership. Commerce and Industry Minister said during the negotiations, both sides are reaffirmed to ensure that CECA delivers meaningful benefits, economic opportunities, and a balanced outcome. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in disaster-hit Thrali of Chamoli district. Teams from the district administration, local police, SDRF, NDRF, Army, SSB, and ITBP are engaged in rescue efforts. More than 150 affected people have been accommodated in the Tehsil premises. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed concerned authorities to intensify relief and rescue efforts. Indian naval ship Kadmat has successfully completed a three-day port call at Surabaya in Indonesia. Ministry of Defence stated that the port call reinforces long-standing maritime partnership between India and Indonesia under the shared vision of partnership across sea. The participation of indigenously built anti-submarine warfare corvette reaffirms Navy's role as the preferred security partner in the region. During the visit, several professional and cultural engagements were conducted to enhance maritime cooperation and mutual understanding. India bagged two more gold medals at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, bringing their gold count to 22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.